It's Nick Harcourt here at 88.5 FM. Our guests in studio this morning are Bombay Bicycle Club. Welcome to the Valley, guys. It's great to see you. I know you've been in Los Angeles for a little while now, making a new record that we're going to talk about in a moment's time. But first up, you're going to play a few songs for us, right? What's the first track?
So this is the first single from our new album, which we've been recording here. It's called Eat, Sleep, Wake, Nothing But You. This is a song from our last album, and it's a song called Luna.
I will bathe myself, and then I'll wear you for the night. Colors fading, frayed at the sight. You're changing in the light. Oh, why is your face so pale and white? There's a lot of words to come up, just waiting for the perfect hideout. Started shaking. I'm ready for you to find out. To find out. Now the fled, just like everything I said. when the moon was out instead. Now the sun glows soft and red. You burn through my mind again and again. There's a lot of words to come up, just waiting for the perfect hideout. Down where the walls started shaking, I'm ready for you to find out. How to find.
It's 88.5 with Nick Harcourt. Our guests in studio are Bombay Bicycle Club. Hey, I love that song. It's my daughter's name, Luna. So,
oh, cool.
Nice. So I'll be making sure she gets to hear that. And you started off the set with the current single, which we've been playing here a little while now. And I know that the current single has led into the sessions for the new album, and I want to talk about them because I know you've just finished it up here in Los Angeles. But why don't we go back a couple of years, first up to 2014 and the album So Long, See You Tomorrow, which after, 8 or 9 years of working really hard, found you guys with a number one album in the UK and playing massive sold-out shows. So if you can remember back to that time, what was that like to see 9 years of work culminating in what was, you know, a huge amount of success for you guys? And how did that then impact you taking a little bit of time away? Whoever wants to pick it up.
I think personally it felt like kind of just a really slow progression, so there was never any massive surprises. I mean, obviously having a number one album was a huge deal.
And a surprise.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, the stuff that happened with that record, I think we've just been slowly building up to it. But in terms of taking a break, I felt like that was the point where we thought, you know what, guys, this is what we've been doing ever since we were 15. And maybe it's time to just have a little healthy breather and see what else is out there.
I should point out that I'm talking to Jack Steadman, as well as Jamie McCall, Surinder Sarum, and Ed Nash. And I know that a couple of you stepped away and did a couple of solo projects. Jack's Mr. Jukes, Ed with Toothless. While you were away doing those things, did you think that you would get back, or was it essentially like, okay, we're done for now, and maybe it was open? Where were you at with that?
We had no idea. I mean, when we stopped, we kind of just left it open-ended because obviously things change all the time and we didn't want to put any pressure on it. But then I think we just started missing playing together and missing touring. And then from that, new songs started to get written, and now just feels super refreshing to be back.
What do you bring back from being away and doing other things, doing a different project? What comes back that infuses Bombay Bicycle Club with something fresh?
For me, it's just a whole new perspective on things. So when you've been touring for so long, everything seems to start getting warped and you're in this crazy bubble for so long. And now coming back, I find myself not sweating the small stuff as much and not taking anything for granted, although we'll see how long that lasts for.
So tell us about sitting down in London and beginning work on a single to start with, and the producer you worked with as well, John Congleton. How did that come about?
Well, I think Jack produced the last album himself, and that was quite draining. Is it fair to say?
It's quite an ordeal.
Yeah.
And I think we wanted to have someone else's perspective this time, partly to take the pressure off and just to help us relax.
What does somebody else bring to the plate when you bring in somebody from the outside?
For me, when you're writing music or when you're involved as a band in writing music, you're very zoomed in on the whole thing, and you need a producer to come in who can just tell you that something doesn't actually matter. Right. And he can look at it from afar. You're focused in on this one sound and buried in the mix. And since working with John especially, who works really quickly and who is very sort of has a very good instinct about things, like I said earlier, you just don't worry as much about all those small things and realize that if the songwriting is there, then that's all that really matters.
Do you guys write in studio or do you come to the studio with the songs already?
I actually think we're quite rare in that we come with a demo tape that's quite fleshed out. And I know that some producers, they're used to having just someone have an acoustic guitar and a vocal. But we already have quite an idea of the sounds that we want and the textures.
So you started in London, home, and then came to, I guess once you figured out, yeah, he's the guy, you came to the States in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, I think we just wanted to have kind of an exciting space and a state of mind to write the record in, because it's so different when you go home every night and just go to your house and go back to normal life. And we've been here for 3 weeks and it's been kind of, I don't know, I guess slightly more romantic and magical.
I want you to expand on that, because I've been in Los Angeles a long time and I'm trying to figure out romantic and magical. I've forgotten what that's like. tell me how that infuses the music then and the process, because I've spoken to a lot of musicians over the years who will say exactly what you just said, which is, yeah, you go to a studio, you go home at night, and it's not like you're really sort of buried in the process, because, you know, you got to cook dinner and maybe there's kids around or whatever it is. Being somewhere where you're just focusing purely on the music for 3 weeks. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I actually disagree with Jack. And I'd say we've actually been less buried in the process here than in the past. And that actually that's probably a benefit of this session, because it's actually been, in the past, we would work for 12 hours a day, sort of noon till midnight, and it'd be very hard to switch off. Whereas out here, we've kind of been, it's been more like a kind of 9 to 5 almost, and then you can actually go home and remove yourself from the process slightly. I don't know if anyone else disagrees with that.
I think what I'm talking about is when it gives you a space to listen to what you've been doing in a way that you find exciting. So when you're working on a record, the way you review and listen back to what you're doing sometimes is so boring. You're just sitting there and it's not really the way that you listen to other people's music. So like after we do a song, I could go and walk around LA or have an amazing view, and that's an inspiring place to listen to what you've been doing. More inspiring than my bathtub at home or in front of the cooker.
Is that where you're normally checking mixes? sitting in the bathtub?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cooking some dinner?
Exactly.
Right. Well, listen, it's great to have you guys come in and perform for us. And the album is coming in January 2020. Looking forward to hearing that. And you're going to finish up with another song. What are you going to wrap up with?
We're going to play an older song. It's called Shuffle.
All right. It's 88.5 with Nick Harcourt, wrapping the set with our guest, Bombay Bicycle Club. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Say you need to seal it up, say you wanna try, say you have.
to